This is the New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis. I'm John Batchelor. Two headlines competing. Colombia's Petro suggests last vessel bombed by U.S. was Colombian. The president of Colombia, a longtime, very trustworthy ally of the United States, is getting into the fray in Venezuela in a peculiar fashion. Given his conduct recently, it's called into question his organization, his politics, his person. At the same time, we have a competing story, breaking news, fog of war. What we know about the attack on Ecuador President Noboa's car. I read from the Reuters, remade in these last hours, and the story will be updated. This was an assassination attempt on a president of the Americas. Ecuadorian President Daniel Noboa escaped injury after his convoy was attacked by protesters in a rural town in what the government is labeling an assassination attempt, highlighting the country's growing political tensions. Competing stories here, Professor. We just have a few minutes. The attack on Noboa is not too surprising, although there seemed to be calm returning to that troubled country. But Ecuador is part of the chain of disturbances, destabilizing is the popular word, caused by the return of narco-terror. This doesn't look, Evan, as if it's going to end with this incident. It looks like it's escalating. Is that presumptive on my part, or does that make sense?
That's correct, John. While the Noboa administration has done a lot to try to get a hand on the different criminal groups, Lobos, Choneros, and others that working through Mexican cartels have really wreaked havoc on the security situation. There was just a new state of emergency that was declared in 10 provinces across Ecuador. One of the other problems is that the economic difficulties. Ecuador has long subsidized its petroleum output. You actually have substantial petroleum production that's done in Ecuador, but reflecting the limited resources that the Ecuadorian regime has, they were recently forced to eliminate a very costly subsidy on diesel fuel, which caused diesel fuel, which is essential for truck drivers, to rise from $1.80 to $2 a gallon. Augmented protests by indigenous groups led by the indigenous organization CONAI. Noboa was basically caught in the middle of a radicalized community who started throwing stones at them, about 500 protesters. And so the accusation of one of his ministers was that this essentially blocking his activity and throwing stones was an attempt to assassinate him. But certainly it's an expression of just how radicalized and weaponized, but also how frustrated some groups, especially the indigenous, have become with Ecuador and really the complexity of the situation. And just very quickly on Colombia, it's no surprise that a drug boat would have been of Colombian registry going out of Venezuela, because Colombian narco groups have long cooperated. Venezuela has long been a transit country, as well as more recently a source country for cocaine. And so if the boat was actually of Colombian origin, taking drugs to the United States from Venezuela, that would be entirely consistent with the Cartel de las Olas operations that we're seeing.
And what we have right now is a linkage in narco-terror from Ecuador to Colombia to Venezuela. We're going to turn to another story entirely of equal risk, and this has to do with Argentina and the President Milei. Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, New World Report.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.